Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 25th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Mining news breaks. Emperor Metals Inc., OTCQB, EMAUF, advances Duquesne West exploration with high-grade gold zones. Emperor Metals Inc., trading as AUOZ on the CSE, EMAUF on the OTCQB, and 9NH on the FRA exchange, has made significant advancements in its Duquesne West exploration program. The company's two-year drilling campaign has identified high-grade plunge trends and broad low-grade zones, improving the scale and grade of the project. CEO John Florek highlighted newly defined dual plunge orientations, leading to the discovery of multiple high-priority drill targets. Notable intercepts include 21.7 meters of 35.2 grams per ton gold in hole DQ24-12. Emperor Metals is focused on developing high-quality gold properties in the Canadian Shield region. Biomed news breaks. HealthLinked Corp, OTCQB, HLYK, partners with NLink to advance hospital data integration. HealthLinked Corp, a healthcare technology and patient engagement company, has partnered with NLink, a data integration firm, to enhance EMR connectivity and workflow automation across hospital systems. Led by Ruben Vieira, NLink's platform in Puerto Rico serves over 300,000 members and supports two major hospital systems. Vieira, with over 25 years of healthcare IT experience, will help expand HealthLinked's capabilities in real-time data integration. This collaboration also allows for the deployment of HealthLink's tools like AI-driven insights and virtual care access across NLink's client base. For more information about HealthLinked Corp, please visit www.healthlink.com. OYO becomes the most profitable Indian startup with $72 million profit. OYO founder Ritesh Agarwal announced that OYO has become the most profitable Indian startup, reporting a $72 million profit in FY25, a 172% increase from the previous fiscal year. The company achieved an adjusted EBITDA of $132 million, up 27% year-over-year, marking its 10th consecutive quarter of EBITDA profitability. OYO's revenue grew to $754 million, fueled by its premium offerings and successful integration of G6 Hospitality. The company's global presence now includes 22,700 hotels and 109,900 homes. Moody's upgraded OYO's rating, recognizing its improved profitability. For FY26, OYO targets over $233 million in EBITDA and 1.31 EPS, with significant growth expected in its U.S. operations.
GeoVax announces issuance of patent covering novel vaccine construct for preventing malaria infection. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has announced the issuance of a patent covering a novel vaccine construct for preventing malaria infection. The patent supports a multi-antigenic VLP-MVA vaccine design for products used against endemic and emerging infectious diseases. The patent covers compositions comprising GeoVax's recombinant modified Vaccinia Ankara viral vector expressing immunogenic proteins from Plasmodium falciparum. The novel construct supports expression of virus-like particles assembled from P. falciparum circumsporozoite protein or gametocyte surface protein fused to a Marburg virus glycoprotein transmembrane domain along with the Marburg VP40 matrix protein. This vaccine design aims to enhance vaccine potency and induce both humoral and T-cell responses. GeoVax President and CEO David Dodd stated that this patent demonstrates their commitment to advancing vaccines addressing globally persistent and emerging pathogens, supporting long-term value creation and public health impact. Avenue Z announces strategic promotions fueling next phase of rapid growth. Avenue Z has announced strategic promotions, promoting three team members into key roles leading strategic communications, media relations, and AI optimization. Libby Wilcox is now Vice President and Managing Director of Avenue Z New York, Bristol. Jones is Vice President and Managing Director of Avenue Z Miami, and Vincent Nezer is Vice President of Strategic Delivery. These promotions reflect Avenue Z's commitment to nurturing talent and attracting top-tier leaders. CEO Jeffrey Herzog emphasizes the importance of invisible influence built through strategy, technology, and precision. Avenue Z, a tech-driven marketing agency, specializes in AI optimization and driving influence across all channels.
FAA policy and global demand are creating new lift for drone-focused stocks. The global commercial drone market is projected to grow from $10.2 billion in 2023 to over $35 billion by 2030, driven by regulatory approvals, automation advances, and wider enterprise and government adoption. In the U.S., the FAA is finalizing Part 108 to enable beyond visual line of sight drone operations, removing a key barrier to scale. ZenaTech, NASDAQ Zena, is leading the charge by acquiring traditional service providers and transitioning them into subscription-based drone operations, reporting a 92% revenue increase in Q1 2025. Ondas Holdings, NASDAQ ONDS, is making waves with its autonomous drone systems, securing a $14.3 million order and expanding its drone revenue backlog. Dragonfly Inc., NASDAQ DPRO, is gaining traction in defense and public safety markets with its modular drone platforms, while Egg Eagle Aerial Systems, NYSE UAVS, is positioning itself as a key stakeholder in defining future drone policy and infrastructure, recently forming a strategic alliance in India's agriculture sector. Neuralbase's BMP AI platform expands pilot program with three leading Dubai restaurants. Neuralbase AI Litted expands pilot program with three leading Dubai restaurants, Lahori Chatkara, Kirak Hyderabadi, and Biryani Bunch. These establishments will be early adopters of BMP AI's chatbot platform, aiming to enhance customer engagement, optimize order management, improve supplier coordination, and streamline internal communication. CEO Vignesh Dobal sees this partnership as a chance to revolutionize hospitality. The chatbot capabilities include 24/7 personalized customer service, seamless order routing, supplier integration, and team collaboration tools. Future updates will introduce advanced analytics, multi-channel support, and enhanced automation for inventory and scheduling. Neuralbase AI remains committed to delivering secure and scalable automation solutions for global enterprises. TLC Tender Lawn Care announces mosquito, tick, and flea treatments in Winston-Salem area, including Jamestown, Clemens, and other towns in North Carolina. TLC Tender Lawn Care is now offering mosquito, flea, and tick control services for homeowners and business owners in the Winston-Salem area. With the CDC warning of increased disease from pest bites, TLC's pest control treatments aim to transform your lawn into a safe oasis. Their fully licensed team provides customized treatment plans, including perimeter pest control and grub control. In addition to pest control, TLC offers grass seeding, fertilizing, and weed control services. With over 30 years of experience, TLC Tender Lawn Care is dedicated to providing top-notch customer service and quality lawn care for residents and businesses in North Carolina.
MNK partners with Mongolia HDTV, marketing solutions for Korea-based and global brands. Entering the Mongolian market, MNK, a leading data-driven global total marketing solution company based in Seoul, South Korea, has partnered with Mongolia HDTV to provide marketing solutions for Korea-based and global brands entering the Mongolian market. The collaboration aims to leverage Mongolia HDTV's innovative content media strategies, led by CEO Kirill Tulga, to deliver high-quality, engaging programming tailored to local audiences. Through cross-border content collaborations and influencer partnerships, MNK and Mongolia HDTV seek to create culturally resonant media with global appeal, expanding their influence in the Asian region. MNK's specialized outsourcing agency will manage marketing activities for global companies in Mongolia, utilizing Korea's advanced marketing expertise to maximize brand impact and deliver tangible business results. With a focus on innovation and integration, MNK continues to invest in emerging technologies and creative talent to stay ahead in the evolving marketing landscape.
Link Secured announces expanded colocation space availability
in downtown Los Angeles. Link Secured, a leading provider of secure colocation, dedicated server, and virtual private server solutions, has announced new colocation space availability in its downtown Los Angeles data center. This expansion ensures businesses of all sizes have access to reliable, scalable, and secure data center solutions in one of the country's most dynamic digital markets. Link Secured's facility offers scalable rack, cage, and private suite space, redundant power and cooling systems, high-speed network connectivity, physical security, and compliance with industry standards. Organizations can maintain control over their hardware and software while benefiting from the reliability, security, and connectivity of a world-class data center. For more information, visit Link Secured's website. From Lessons to Launch, How Financial Insights Sparked the Rise of Crystal Skin. In Austin, Crystal Kelly's skincare brand Crystal Skin was inspired by financial insight and long-term vision. Financial advisor Erin Edwards sparked clarity by gifting her Smart Women Finish Rich by David Bach, leading to structured goals and a future-minded approach. Today, Crystal Skin merges skin science with intention, offering products designed to elevate skin health and inner radiance. With a foundation of faith and service, Crystal is shaping a brand that reflects a new standard in skincare, where nature meets performance and elegance meets intention.
Puniam Academy launched ISO 37001 2025 Lead Auditor e-Learning Course. Puniam Academy PV Ltd. has launched a new ISO 37001 2025 Lead Auditor Training Course as an online e-learning program. This course is designed for auditors, compliance professionals, and managers, providing structured training on anti-bribery management systems and audit processes. Participants can study at their own pace from any location and receive an internationally recognized ISO 37001-2025 Lead Auditor Certificate upon successful completion. The course covers all ISO 37001-2025 requirements in detail, including anti-bribery risk management, internal audit procedures, audit terminology, and corrective action processes. With expert audiovisual lectures, real-world examples, and downloadable handouts, learners have access to comprehensive study materials. This flexible e-learning format makes auditor training accessible worldwide, allowing repeated review of materials until the final exam is passed. To learn more or enroll in the ISO 37001-2025 Lead Auditor course, visit Puniam Academy's website. Biomed News Breaks. InMed Pharmaceuticals Inc. NASDAQ INM reports positive preclinical results for INM-NIO1 in Alzheimer's neuroinflammation model. InMed Pharmaceuticals Inc., a pharmaceutical company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol INM, has reported positive preclinical results for its compound INM-901 in an Alzheimer's neuroinflammation model. The data shows significant reduction in inflammation markers independent of amyloid beta or tau pathology. INM-901 targets CB1, CB2 receptors, and PPARs, demonstrating improvements in cognition and behavior in animal studies. The company plans to advance the compound through additional preclinical and IND-enabling studies with a lead indication in Alzheimer's disease. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Tiny Gems Breaks, CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. NASDAQ, highlights GBM treatment insights in KOL segment, featuring Dr. Erin Dunbar. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. highlighted GBM treatment insights in a KOL segment featuring Dr. Erin Dunbar, Director of Neuro-Oncology at Piedmont Atlanta Hospital. Dr. Dunbar discussed the patient journey and treatment options for glioblastoma multiforme, emphasizing CNS's lead product candidate, TPI-287, and its potential for GBM and future tumor indications. CNS Pharmaceuticals is developing anti-cancer drug candidates for brain and CNS cancers, with lead candidate Berubicin in development for serious brain oncology indications. Tiny Gems is a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. Green Energy Breaks, Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ HTOO, subsidiary secures $1.2 million in new UAE energy projects. Fusion Fuel Green, EVO, announced its majority-owned subsidiary, Al Shola Al Modiya Gas Distribution LLC, secured $1.2 million in new engineering and utility projects across Dubai. These projects include developments in Dubai Marina, Business Bay, Satwa, and other districts, adding to the more than $2.7 million in contracts previously disclosed. All projects will generate recurring revenue through long-term utility agreements. Al Shola Gas's customer base now exceeds 12,000, with bulk LPG volumes over 600 metric tons monthly and a year-end target of 800 metric tons. Executives noted the growing demand for turnkey LPG systems in high-density developments and reaffirmed the company's strategic push into cash-generating utility infrastructure.
HSR supports Zero Waste International Alliance, ZWEA, announces update to the Zero Waste Hierarchy. Happy Stands Recycling Services Ltd. proudly supports the release of version 8.1 of the Zero Waste Hierarchy by the Zero Waste International Alliance. This update refines global zero waste strategy, guiding organizations towards sustainable resource use. Jamie Kaminsky, chair of the ZWEA Zero Waste Hierarchy Working Group, played a key role in its development. Key updates include enhanced guidance on hazardous materials and a new Do No Harm principle. These updates address current issues like chemical recycling and promote a circular economy. HSR is committed to aligning with these standards to ensure responsible material handling. Learn more about the Zero Waste Hierarchy at Zero Waste Canada.
IOTA.com announces new corporate headquarters in Research Triangle Region, expanding footprint in Chapel Hill's Innovation Hub. IOTA.com Inc. proudly announces the relocation of its corporate headquarters to 200 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. This move signifies a strategic investment in the future of building a nationwide wireless carrier for the Internet of Things. By combining secure connectivity with smart infrastructure applications, IOTA.com aims to enable intelligent communication in buildings and cities. The new headquarters offer a prime downtown location with access to UNC's research community. This move supports IOTA.com's expansion of its LoRaWAN network and commercialization of Delphi 360 platform for real-time insights. The company remains committed to its operations in Lehigh Valley, PA, while leveraging the Chapel Hill location for national scalability and innovation. Investor news breaks. BioAdaptives Inc. OTC Pink EPT to launch Papa TM region nationwide as stem cell-based canine supplement gains momentum. BioAdaptives Inc. OPT is set to launch its stem cell-based canine supplement Papa region nationwide by the end of July 2025. The supplement, designed to support natural stem cell activation in aging dogs, has shown promising results in early trials, improving energy, mobility, coat quality, and temperament. CEO James Keener highlighted the product's regenerative approach using safe, naturally sourced ingredients. With positive feedback and increasing demand for holistic pet care solutions, BioAdaptives is ramping up production for the upcoming e-commerce rollout.
Lahontan Gold Corp., LG, LG, LGCXF, positioning itself as a premier Nevada mine developer and explorer in today's gold market. Lahontan Gold Corp., listed on the TSX Venture Exchange as LG and on the OTCQB as LGCXF, is establishing itself as a leading Nevada mine developer and explorer in today's gold market. The company's focus is on the Walker Lane area, known for high-grade gold and silver discoveries. Lahontan's key project is the Santa Fe mine, with additional properties like West Santa Fe, Moho, and Redlich to bolster its potential. Operating through U.S. subsidiaries, this Canadian-based mineral exploration company offers investors exposure to both near-term development and exploration opportunities in Nevada's Walker Lane, a region renowned for its mining-friendly environment. With active drilling programs and a robust resource base, Lahontan is well-positioned for success in the competitive gold market. Verizon, America's most reliable 5G network, launches industry-leading AI-powered customer experience innovations. Verizon has launched industry-leading AI-powered customer experience innovations, transforming support for customers. This evolution introduces enhancements across customer care, digital services, and retail, setting a new standard in the industry. The focus is on using advanced AI to simplify and improve the customer experience. With personalized customer service, 24/7 live support, and a technologically advanced app, Verizon is committed to earning and maintaining customer trust and loyalty. Customers can now enjoy free prizes through Verizon Access, including concert tickets and giveaways. This transformation is built on America's fastest and most reliable 5G network, offering choice and exclusive savings. Learn more at verizon.com/wegotyou. BYD ships thousands of electric vehicles to Brazil ahead of tariff implementation. Chinese vehicle giant BYD is shipping thousands of electric vehicles to Brazil ahead of a progressive tariff program that will make importing EVs to the South American country increasingly costly. As China was locked out of the lucrative European and American auto markets via import tariffs, Chinese carmakers began looking for alternative markets to sell their affordable electric cars. In the U.S., enterprises like Massimo Group have an opportunity to capitalize on this shift in the market. Green Car Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
AI tools aren't enough. Why smart brands still need agencies like Onars. AI tools alone are not enough for smart brands, as agencies like Onar play a crucial role in attribution, spend management, and cross-platform performance. Onar is strengthening its presence in healthcare marketing with industry veteran Howard Pilewski joining its board of directors. By combining automation with human insight, performance attribution, and cross-platform strategy, Onar is well-positioned to deliver results into today's complex digital marketing landscape. While Meta's new AI ad automation tools aim to revolutionize marketing, some industry experts warn against relying solely on algorithms. Onar Holding Corp. operates a network of agencies leveraging integrated AI solutions for high-impact services, emphasizing the importance of a hybrid approach in the evolving marketing landscape. Rock Breaks, LaFleur Minerals, Inc., LFLR, LFLRF, Luditore, gained spotlight in Network Newswire editorial amid gold surge. LaFleur Minerals, Inc., trading under the symbols CSE, LFLR, OTCQB, LFLRF, and FSE3WK0, has been highlighted in a Network Newswire editorial for its strategic position in Canada's top gold district. With gold prices exceeding $3,300 per ounce and projected to reach $4,000, LaFleur's fully permitted gold mill offers potential for near-term production and strong leverage to the rising gold market. As investors seek stable exposure, LaFleur aims to establish itself as a key player among Canada's gold producers, focusing on the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec.
NOA Lithium strikes critical water, a game-changing discovery for Rio Grande Project. NOA Lithium Brines Inc. has made a game-changing discovery at its Rio Grande project in Argentina's Lithium Triangle. The company has located a fresh water source on site, eliminating a significant hurdle in the project's development pathway. This strategic find aligns perfectly with the area of highest lithium concentration, where NOA envisions future production facilities and evaporation ponds. With the potential to reduce costs associated with water procurement and transport, this discovery adds tangible value to the project's economic assessment. Positioned in a mining-friendly jurisdiction, NOA's steady advancement towards becoming Argentina's next major lithium producer makes it a compelling story to follow for investors in the lithium space.
Five facts about solar energy you need to know. Solar energy is rapidly becoming a major source of clean energy globally, with infrastructure costs dropping by over 99% in recent decades. As solar energy takes on a bigger role in energy production, here are five key facts to know. Companies like SolarBank Corp. have a role in providing energy storage systems to ensure the consistency of solar energy generation. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focused on companies shaping the green economy, offering various communication solutions to reach target markets effectively. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ, announces 1-for-10 reverse share split to regain NASDAQ compliance. Brera Holdings PLC, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BREA, has announced a 1-for-10 reverse share split to regain compliance with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement. The split, effective June 20, 2025, will reduce the number of Class A shares to 633,800 and Class B shares to 1.78 million, while increasing the nominal share value from a 5 to 0.5. Shareholders do not need to take any action, as fractional shares will be rounded up. Brera Holdings focuses on expanding its social impact football business by developing a global portfolio of sports clubs to provide increased opportunities for earnings and capital appreciation. For more information, visit Brera Holdings' website at www.breraholdings.com. Kevel unveils Kevel Console, a new AI-powered, unified self-service platform transforming retail media networks. Kevel, the leading retail media technology provider, introduces Kevel Console, an AI-powered self-service platform designed for retailers, marketplace, and publishers. With advanced AI features, Kevel Console enables brands to transform advertising strategies, streamline campaign management, and deliver measurable results across all touchpoints. Industry projections suggest a 25% shift in retail media dollars to off-site channels by 2027. Kevel Console's AI tools, including budget management, creative builder, and workflow automation, enhance efficiency and drive impactful results. Retailers can launch custom campaigns in just 14 days, bridging the gap between owned and external platforms for cohesive advertising strategies. Real-time AI optimization maximizes performance and ROI, with successful results already seen in diverse industries like grocery retail and automotive. Kevel Console's AI-driven solutions provide unmatched customization, scalability, and data privacy, empowering businesses to navigate a competitive landscape while maintaining shopper trust.
Healthcare Triangle Inc., HCTI, announces enterprise-wide cost optimization plan. Healthcare Triangle Inc., listed on NASDAQ as HCTI, has announced a new enterprise-wide cost optimization plan. The initiative aims to reduce pre-acquisition expenses by up to $1.8 million annually. This plan is part of HCTI's commitment to improving financial performance and long-term growth in its digital healthcare assets. Key focus areas include aligning workforce and resources with revenue-generating priorities, eliminating redundancies, leveraging automation and AI, and optimizing vendor relationships. The company's COO and CFO are confident that this initiative will drive efficiency, improve shareholder value, and foster innovation for clients. For more information, visit healthcaretriangle.com. Axsome Biotechnologies files pre-submission with FDA for CLIA waiver pathway on lactoferrin point-of-care diagnostic test. Axsome Biotechnologies has filed a pre-submission with the FDA for a CLIA waiver on its lactoferrin point-of-care diagnostic test. This test, TearScan LF, is the first FDA 510K cleared POC diagnostic test for aqueous deficient dry eye disease. By measuring lactoferrin tear levels, the test helps in diagnosing tear deficiency and monitoring response to treatment over time. The pre-sub-Q process allows early engagement with the FDA to receive feedback and clarify regulatory expectations. Axsome plans to conduct a clinical study to support its CLIA waiver application, with FDA feedback expected within 60 days. If approved, a CLIA waiver would broaden clinical use by eliminating certification requirements, making the test more accessible to eye care providers.
GeoVax comments on FDA approval of Keytruda in head and neck cancer, underscoring potential for Gedeptin combination therapy. GeoVax Labs Inc. comments on the FDA approval of Keytruda in head and neck cancer, highlighting the potential for their Gedeptin combination therapy. This approval signifies a significant advancement in curative intent treatment for head and neck cancer, supporting GeoVax's Phase 2 Gedeptin trial. The trial aims to improve tumor clearance and reduce relapse by combining Gedeptin's targeted cytotoxicity with checkpoint inhibition. The NEJM editorial emphasizes the importance of patient selection and treatment duration in the immunotherapy era, aligning with GeoVax's biomarker-driven approach. GeoVax is excited to embark on the next phase of Gedeptin development, aiming to enhance local tumor eradication and systemic anti-tumor immunity. QR Tiger highlights explosive growth of Venmo QR codes in revolutionizing business payments. QR Tiger QR Code Generator reports a surge in Venmo QR code adoption as contactless payments reshape commerce. With the QR code payment market projected to reach $51.58 billion by 2032, Venmo is leading the way in modernizing business transactions. In 2024, Venmo transactions increased by 8.9% year-over-year, with over 2 million U.S. sellers now accepting Venmo. Businesses are leveraging Venmo QR codes for instant payments without specialized hardware, offering speed, security, and scalability. QR Tiger emphasizes the importance of QR code payments in enhancing customer experience and streamlining transactions.
Comcast connects more than 4,000 homes and businesses in Paola and Hillsdale, Kansas, to reliable, high-speed, symmetrical internet. Comcast has successfully connected over 4,000 homes and businesses in Paola and Hillsdale, Kansas, to reliable, high-speed, symmetrical internet. This initiative aims to provide residents and businesses with a seamless online experience. For more information, interested individuals can contact Jill Hornbacher at +1-651-425-1695 or jillhornbacher@cable.comcast.com. Venice Communications can also be reached at +1-816-289-1109 or jessiemens@vencom.com.
Skynet appoints Gary Tillery to Board of Directors to strengthen leadership and drive strategic partnerships. Skynet Cloud Systems appoints Gary Tillery to its Board of Directors, bringing over 35 years of industrial software development, system integration, strategic partnerships, and M&A experience. Tillery, previously with Aviva, will help shape Skynet's industrial software portfolios and drive global growth strategies. His expertise in M&A and strategic portfolio management will support Skynet's efforts to evaluate new market opportunities and build relationships with global partners. Tillery's leadership will be instrumental as Skynet continues to expand its market presence and deliver value to customers embracing Industry 4.0 and industrial AI.
Multirater surveys and HR.com partner to provide access to transformative employee development programs. Multirater surveys and HR.com have partnered to provide HR.com members with an automated employee feedback tool aimed at enhancing leadership and employee development programs. This collaboration aims to strengthen leadership capabilities and professional competencies within the HR community, helping HR professionals advance their careers and prepare for future workplace challenges. With the DDI Global Leadership Forecast 2023 highlighting the need for quality leaders, this partnership offers a cost-effective and timely solution to address the lack of strong leadership bench within organizations. By leveraging innovative development tools, HR.com and Multirater surveys are empowering HR professionals to build stronger leadership capabilities and competencies. ABVC Biopharma converts strategic note into equity in AIBTL Biopharma, commits to up to $20 million in total investment. ABVC Biopharma Inc. has converted its $100,000 convertible note into 10,000 shares of AIO Biopharma Inc. at a conversion price of $10 per share. ABVC plans to invest up to $20 million in AIBTL over time, supporting its role as a lead strategic investor. AIBTL will use the funds to fulfill licensing obligations and collaborate with global pharma partners for Phase 3 development. ABC's capital light strategy involves investing in partners through a combined licensing and equity model. AIBTL holds exclusive global rights to ABVC's two CNS drug candidates, ABV-1504 and ABV-1505. ABVC aims to benefit from future milestone and royalty revenues as AIBL succeeds in advancing its pipeline. Comcast connects more than 4,000 homes and businesses in Paola and Hillsdale, Kansas, to reliable, high-speed, symmetrical internet. Comcast has connected over 4,000 homes and businesses in Paola and Hillsdale, Kansas, to reliable, high-speed, symmetrical internet. This expansion enhances digital infrastructure, promotes economic growth, and provides residents and businesses with internet, mobile, entertainment, and security services. Comcast's investment of over $38 million in technology and infrastructure celebrates the completion of this project, benefiting the community. Residents can now access Xfinity's suite of products, while local businesses can utilize Comcast Business Solutions. Comcast's commitment to bridging the digital divide includes offering low-cost, high-speed internet through Internet Essentials. This initiative aims to increase economic mobility for the local community. For more information, visit Comcast's website.
Medicus Pharma Limited, novel treatment for basal cell carcinoma, could upend the $15 billion market. Medicus PharmaLit is making waves in the skin cancer treatment market with its revolutionary new approach to treating basal cell carcinoma. By utilizing a patented dissolvable microneedle patch, the company aims to deliver a chemotherapeutic agent to kill tumor cells and prevent cancer recurrence. Preliminary trial results have shown promising outcomes, with over 60% of subjects achieving complete clinical clearance. With a potential market size of over $15 billion annually for BCC procedures, Medicus is well positioned to capture a significant share if SkinJect is approved. Additionally, the company's recent acquisition of Antev Ltd. further expands its market opportunities in the cancer treatment space. Investors looking for a unique opportunity in cancer treatment should keep an eye on Medicus as it continues to make strides in the industry.
Neuralbase debuts smart chatbot platform aimed at transforming enterprise workflow. Neuralbase AI Ltd., known as BMP AI, has unveiled its early prototype of an enterprise AI chatbot platform aimed at revolutionizing business workflows. Unlike traditional chatbots, this platform integrates with enterprise systems, providing context-driven intelligence based on real-time data to streamline operations. CEO Vignesh Dobal sees this as the start of a powerful evolution towards a fully customizable assistant. Future enhancements include multilingual support, industry-specific AI agents, integrations with CRM and ERP tools, enhanced reasoning, and end-to-end encryption for data security. As businesses seek agile and intelligent solutions, Neuralbase is poised to meet the demand with a focus on automation that complements human decision-making. Caregivers now ask about communication technology during senior living interviews. Senior living operators are noticing a shift in job candidate priorities during interviews, with a focus on specific technology. Smartphone-based caregiver communication tools, like those offered by Notify, are becoming crucial in hiring decisions. This trend is driven by a desire for modern tools over outdated equipment, such as legacy nurse call systems. Notify's cost-effective software solution allows communities to modernize without replacing existing hardware, improving caregiver satisfaction and streamlining communication. With workforce retention rates low in the senior living industry, technology preferences are becoming key factors in keeping staff happy and engaged. By meeting these expectations, operators can ensure they have adequate care teams to meet the growing needs of an aging population.
Good Bull Investments acquires historic Commodore Hotel from Jerome Caram's JMK5 Holdings. Good Bull Investments, a private equity and real estate investment firm, has acquired the iconic Commodore on the Beach Hotel from JMK5 Holdings, led by developer Jerome Caram. Located in Galveston, the 92-room mid-century hotel will undergo renovations and reopen in time for Mardi Gras 2026. JMK5 Holdings is shifting focus to marquee redevelopment projects, such as a 12,000-seat concert venue in Lamarck and revitalization efforts in Houston. Good Bull Investments is expanding its presence in the region with additional acquisitions, including a shopping center in Friendswood and a cruise ship parking property in Galveston. This acquisition marks a significant transition for JMK5 Holdings, known for revitalizing historic properties across Galveston County.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.